What kind of dreams were these? Were these just egotistical dreams? Egotistical dreams? Or was it really a prophetic dream? Okay, all right. So basically, you have a riot from the pasuk that it wasn't, because he could say it was just, he was an egotistical youngster. I mean, you could say that. Bruna. Okay. And you see, I mean, you see in Yosef strange things. Because the Pasuk does, everybody mentioned it considers the Achim to be evil. I mean, the Achim are considered to be evil people. I mean, they were jealous of Yosef and they try to kill him. But it's not so simple. Because the Pasuk says that Vunaras b'nei bilov es b'nei zilpov ayove Yosef es di bosom roa lavim. So what does that mean? What does it mean? It's a baal lashon hara. It's a baal lashon hara. Lashon hara is the worst thing. I mean, and it says, the pasuk says, that why did they hate him? They didn't just hate him for his dreams. Vayisifo tznoso al chalomos v'al devarav. So really, you see, how would we judge such an individual? You see a youngster, and you see the father is treating him in a way, spoiling him. He's giving him undue attention, and then what happens? I mean, he's involved in degrading Miskabe Bekron Chavero. He puts down the brothers to the father, talks against them, and they knew about it. Apparently, they got back to them that he was talking against them. So what would you make of such an individual? What would you say of such an individual? I mean, you would have to say, you'd have to conclude, a natural, logical conclusion, that he's basically he's a young egomaniac. I mean, that's the way it seems. I mean, from what he was doing, from his actions, and then he comes and he tells of these dreams and these wild aspirations that he's going to be more powerful over his brothers. I mean, it doesn't take much to put this type of a character together. I mean, to understand what does it mean? What kind of a person is this? I mean, what would you say? Basically, the decision of the brothers, prima facie at least, would seem to be correct. Would seem to be correct. I mean, why were they wrong? Why were they wrong? Here's a person that is intent on destroying the whole fabric of the society that Yaakov Avinu is creating. I mean, he's an arrogant individual, Naam Asasal Basairov. He was very concerned about his appearance, and he uses character assassination against his brothers. He's Miskabe Bekron Chavero. He shows his own superiority to his father, and then he comes and he has these dreams about his own greatness, his own grandeur. I mean, what would you say? You'd have to say this is a person that's driven by ego. So a person, and that's what the Achim really understood. And they said there's only one thing to do. He's going to destroy the entire society, and we have to put an end to him. What means? So they decided this way, that way. Finally, they sold him as evidence. They spared his life. But basically, what they did was not irrational. It wasn't. You would come to the exact same conclusion. Of course, it's Kodesh Matan Torah, so you don't have to. They didn't have to operate with the same halachas of a Beis Din. But whatever it is, but they had a right to put him out of commission, to put him out of the scene, take him out of the scene. I mean, in terms of rationality, in terms of ethics, they were absolutely 100% right. Yes, that's correct. So it's two good questions. One question is Va'aviv Shomar as a davar. Why was it Va'aviv Shomar as a davar? Didn't Yaakov even see this? I mean, he was the one that knew more than anybody else that Yosef was. Speaking Lashon Hara on the brothers, and that and his chalomos. I mean, so why didn't he see this? Why didn't he see it? Rabbi Shama Sadova. Rabbi Shama Sadova. Yes. That's correct. It didn't take too much for the brothers to understand the dreams. I mean, they have to be big dream interpreters. He near Bala Chalomos was that. So so they saw right away what this was his nature. Yeah, that's correct. What? Yeah. So the question is really, I mean, why did he... Now, how do you know the Chalamas were Nevuah? That you know from the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, when the Achim came, Vayishke Yosef Esa Chalamos Asher Cholam Lahem Vayam Alem Raglam Atam. So he knew that the Chalamas were a matir for him to take charge and to deal, according to his Chachma, with the brothers to make them be Machzer B'tshuva. So... Well, it shows you, but it shows you that what the dreams were. Otherwise, he would have no right to do that. That's how he could have been the Tzara's father. He had no right to do that. Yeah. So now the thing is like this. The question is, why were the brothers wrong? I mean, why were the brothers wrong? And also, why was he entitled to have a dreams of Nevuah? And these weren't accidental like the Sarah from Sarah Mashkim and Paro. I mean, these were essential, apparently. Apparently, these were essential. Yeah. So I think over here we have an important principle in Yahadus, and that is that Yahadus does not blame a person for things that they do, that a person does before the Koach HaBechira could be engaged. Which means to say that a person is not nenash simply for evil tendencies. Yetzalev Adam Ramanur, everybody has evil tendencies. The Nefesh HaBahami is always well and healthy. So there's no way for a person to put a stop to it. So the only time a person is nenash is when a person has a chance to engage the Koach HaBechira. What is the Koach HaBechira? The Koach HaBechira is only when the person has the opportunity to analyze it, to analyze his own emotions. But if the emotions overpower an individual, and the person did not get a chance to analyze the emotion, to be able to withdraw from the situation and view his own emotions with his intellect, so then the person is in a different kind of a... in a different kind of a state insofar as Chav Onesh is concerned. Yeah, bad things can happen because, there's a natural law that we live in. But in terms of an Onesh, receiving an Onesh, you see, either in Bezin Shalmato and Bezin Shalmaila, he's in a different, totally different situation. Totally different situation. I mean, you know what halacha is? It's very hard for a person to... It's very easy in Mechal Shabbos, but it's very hard to get skill of Mechal Shabbos. Because the person has to say to the Eidim, Afal Pikein. I mean, if it's not an act of rebellion, he's not even going to be Chayav Misa. You see how far the Torah went to say, even though the person's conscious. Okay. But a person is not really... That's the idea of Asra. Asra. What is Asra? Asra means to bring before the person the knowledge, make it available to him so that he can make a choice. He can make sure that he make a choice. So the whole institution of Yahadus is, the whole idea of Yahadus is based on the concept that evil is not a natural phenomenon. Evil is not a natural phenomenon. It's natural that he has a Nefesh HaBahami, and he has the Yetzirah, and Yetzalev Adam Ramanura. That's natural. But evil is really a decision which comes after the person realizes, has a realization of his own self, his own motivations. He could study himself. Once he has the ability to recognize and to study what is going on within himself, if then he makes a decision to do evil, then he's a Rasha. But before that, he's not a Rasha. Bad things can happen to him, of course, because natural, the natural law. I mean, you do stupid things, and the person is going to have bad results. But it's not the same idea of an honor. It's not the idea of an honor. So basically, what happened, and that was what happened with Yosef. So Yosef really, Vunar, the pasuk makes it clear. Vunar es b'nei Bilav es b'nei Zilpa vayove Yosef b'gosam ra'olavim. It means to say, and he was overpowered. With instinctual forces that were not really in line with what he should have been doing, but The reason was because he was unaware. He was unaware at the time. He was confused. He was unaware at the time of the forces that were operating within him. And what's the biggest raya that that was the case? The biggest raya is that when he got the dreams, he immediately went and told the brothers. That was the most stupid thing to do. See, a person that's evil would never do something like that. A person that's evil already knows what his plan is, what he wants to do, and therefore he knows you don't reveal everything. You have to conceal it and try to manipulate the situation in your favor. But you have to be political. But he was the opposite. He was the exact opposite. Because really, on the one hand, he was developing in terms of chachma in a tremendous way. On the other hand, there was a certain unawareness about aspects of his own personality. And that was because he didn't have a chance yet. He didn't have a chance yet to analyze himself. You see, and there were certain unruly aspects of his personality. The brothers made a mistake because they judged him too quickly. In other words, what they did was, it was a superficial judgment based on that, and they didn't really look into it enough to see that maybe it's true he has these inclinations, he has certain aspects of his personality which are evil, which are bad, but everybody has that. Did he get a chance really to look into himself and to analyze it and to make a decision whether he's going to allow those aspects of his personality to guide his performance, his activities in life, or not? That they didn't go into. That they didn't go into. That was the case. And who really said it? Who mentioned it? Reuven. When they were coming back, and they found the money, as before, and released from jail. That was Reuven. That's what Reuven told him. Reuven apparently at the time raised that possibility. They had to make a decision. Is this simply because of the fact that he's a yeller, he didn't get a chance yet, or is this an indication basically of what did he do? He brought the Lashon Hara back to Yaakov. And what was Lashon Hara? It was three things. Well, he said that they eat a without shechita, Eved Menachai, and that what, and that they called the Bnei Shvachos Avodim, and also that they're Nechshal Arayis. So Chazal say that for every one of these things he was nenash. Why? Because he called him Avodim, he became an Eved. And he said that they without shechita. So says Yishchatu Seirizim. I mean, Yishchatu Seirizim. So. And then the third thing was the Nechshal Arayis. So it was Eishes Partifah, right? Yeah. So what does it mean? What it means is that it's really not even, because I understand Eishes Potiphar makes sense. But what does it have to do with, because he called him Vadim, he was sold as an Eved? I mean, it's not equal, it's not working right. Yeah. But the Pshat is that all these things were done in order to bring, in order to perfect him, in order to bring to his, before his mind's eye, the aspects of his personality that he had to reveal. So really, Yosef HaTzadik, that's what it means. That's what Yaakov's doubt was. He said, "Ma'achalom azeh shachalamta avon avon yivuncha v'achecha v'shachas v'chaatzo." This is just an expression of your own egomania. It's an egotistical dream. He said, "Va'aviv sham asadava," because he didn't know. He thought it could be that it's, that's what it is, but maybe he really is even roi for nevuah, but there are certain aspects of his personality that he didn't have a chance yet to reveal. He didn't know. And then when he saw that the Exonus Yosef, so then he realized that it was all over. He thought it was all over, yeah. He criticized him. It's an interesting point. I mean, but the thing is like this, that the, it says, what a Chazal say that the, all the Torah, that Yaakov received in Shem Ve'ever, he was Moser to Yosef, which means that he received deep metaphysical knowledge. And it shows you that an individual, even though he wasn't able to review various aspects of his prayer, he wasn't perfected, but still he could have a Mariah Halom, which has a prophetic content. That's what it shows you. Because of his Chacham. Because essentially he was a Chacham. That's what the Pasuk shows you. Essentially he was a Chacham, even though he had weaknesses of character, but the fact is that because he was essentially a Chacham, so the Ruach HaNevuah was Shorol of, to the extent that he was able to see in a Chalom, prophetic aspects. Yeah, Chazal Ben Chof Lonshim supports that idea. That Ben Chof Lonshim is right. That it shows you that Ben Chof Lonshim means until the person is 20, so we don't consider that he's had the ability to understand his own nature. By 20, he has had enough time to understand his own nature. And then if he's over an Avera, then he's Chayav Karas. Before that, he's not Chayav Karas. That's a good writer. Very good writer. Yeah, it's a writer, 100%. And until 20 years old, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that an individual was always going to have parts of his personality he didn't analyze yet, and he can't bring them under the sway of the intellectual of Chachmah. Yeah, it's good, right? That was clear. I mean, it wasn't just Iksonas Pasan. It was clear that Yaakov Kiven Zekunimulo was clear from the way he dealt with Yosef. What I'm saying is the Chalomos was not Bachalome Loves Vada. It was a prophetic element. Prophetic element in the dream. In other words, a person, that's something, I mean, which we can't, I mean, exactly, I don't know, we don't exactly understand this. I mean, but it's not the same thing as Bachalom Loves Vada, but there are prophetic elements in the dream. If the person is on a high level, he can have prophetic elements in the dream. Yes. I mean, it's possible. It was Ashgacha. Because it doesn't seem that the dream was Bachalom Loves Vada, because that's the whole way the Ram describes it, with the Tadeimon, with the Nizdan, and his Evarim and Nizdan, and the whole process. Then he would have known. He would have said it was a Nevuah. Apparently, it wasn't that kind of an experience. Yeah. The question, of course, is, I mean, Yaakov Avinu, why did he do that? Why did Yaakov Avinu subject the brothers to Vasalok Sonas Pasuk? I mean, Vasalok Sonas Pasuk. Yeah, but there you see, I mean, the Gemara says, Lolam al Yishana Odom as Beno Ben Abana. A person should not treat his sons differently, because you see by Yaakov Avinu that because of the kina, basically. You see, what prevented them from coming to a rational judgment, why they missed in terms of their analysis of the situation, was because of the emotion of the kina. The emotion of the kina didn't allow them to see the truth. That prevented them from seeing the truth. So the judgment was off. Why did Yaakov Avinu do that? Why did he do that? I mean, it's a simple thing. You don't do something like that. But apparently Yaakov Avinu held that, on the contrary, that Vasalok Sonas Pasuk was an overt demonstration of what he thought of Yosef. I mean, it sounds strange. But the answer is, because on the contrary, Yaakov Avinu felt that it's impossible, really. It's impossible to disguise, since it was Ben Zekunim Alo, and he really felt he was entitled to have a certain relationship with him, because of Bar Hakim Alo. So he was emotionally, he did have a greater love for Yosef, because of Rachel. So he felt, on the contrary, that to disguise the situation would be worse. It's better to make it clear, and the Achim will be able to understand it. This is the Derech Olam, and he has a greater potential, and they weren't children, they weren't babies, and he felt, on the contrary, that being honest with them would be the right approach. The Chazal say that's what Chazal say it's wrong. What does Chazal say is wrong? The Chazal say that in such a situation, even the greatest, even if you're dealing with the greatest chachamim, you shouldn't be honest. Should not be honest. Should not be honest. That a father should not be honest. La'olam al yishan adam as beno bein abanim, even if your banim are gedolei Torah, even if they're big chachamim, and even if one of them is deserving of a higher level of attention of the father in terms of learning and everything, still he shouldn't do it, because it's something which is, it's an emotion which is so powerful that even the greatest chacham can't deal with it, and to do it overtly is a mistake. That's what Chazal means. So otherwise, of course, it's a commonplace. You shouldn't make somebody jealous. But we're dealing with Shiftei Kah, who are on the highest level, and Yaakov, his decision was on the contrary, that he has to be open and honest, and this is the way it is. Yosef is the heir to all the great Torah of Shem Vever. He's the natural heir, and Vosloch's on his possum, and I have to understand, I have to recognize this. They're the big boys, they're not the... They can handle it. It's reality. Because they'll say, and they'll detect it anyways. You can't hide it. It's impossible to hide. That's true. That is impossible for a parent to hide. Almost impossible to hide. But Chazal say you should try to hide as much as possible. That's the advice Chazal say. Don't be rational so far as that's concerned. No one can accept it, and the more you do overtly demonstrating a differentiation between one child and another, you're heading for trouble. I don't care how great the chacham, the child is, it's something that they can't tolerate. So insofar as you can't help it, you can't help it, but you don't have to. You shouldn't add to it. You shouldn't be honest in that situation. That's what Chazal said. That's a very good point. It's a good point. Yeah. But it's after Huna Vayova Yosef is the Basam Ralavim. His bad traits were already coming into existence. What? Yeah. That's good, Raya. Yerachav Ki Oso Avavim. Yeah. That's true. It was a combination. But that's what Chazal say. So apparently, Yaakov's, they may have been able to tolerate it if he didn't have that personality. But the combination was lethal. So that's why Chazal say, because you never know what could happen. That's good. That's why it says, that's what you learn from Yaakov. The person shouldn't do it because you don't know. It could be that maybe they could tolerate it on a certain level, but then he'll give one twist and it'll be intolerable. So you shouldn't do it. That's what it was. Can't be honest in that stuff. The Ksonis Possum was really the Ksonis Possum. Ksonis Possum was that this is I'm being honest and this is the way it is, and you have to accept it. That's it. Interesting. On the contrary, it shows you're right. You're right. I mean, the fact that he came and told the brothers the halom was in line with the whole procedure. He was recognized. He said, you see, it really is true. That's it. He thought they'd be happy.
Really?
Yeah. No, he did. He was totally naive. He was completely naive. I mean, that's what it shows you. That's the biggest raya. That those elements of his personality that were bad were completely unknown to him at the time. He was operating purely on a mechanical level insofar as those emotions are concerned. You see, because he then tells the brothers that he thought they're going to be excited. I mean, what's amazing, I mean, how naive Yosef was, because it says after the first Chalom, he told him the second one too. He came back and Chalom to Chalom Od. Just the second one. We're not finished yet. The second time is Shemesh Verecha Kechavim. That was the that I'll have power in terms of the highest spheres. All Chachma, yeah. Anyway, I mean, he wasn't that naive. After the second dream, he saw already his. He didn't get the response that he was waiting. There's only one kash. Yes. Yaakov apparently interpreted the fact that he was bringing the bosom raw was he was doing it with Lashem Shemayim in order to correct it. I mean, obviously, you understood that way. But anyways, okay. Yeah, after the dreams, you saw that they
That's right. You saw the head. That's why he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go. A lot of resistance there. He had a lot of resistance. He got lost. You know? We one time went through. Okay. Well, only one question. The question is, what about Ben Saramura? Ben Saramura is 13 years old. He's 13 years old. Ben Saramura, and he's Ne'erag al Shem Sofo. It's an amazing thing. Ben Saramura would seem to stand in opposition to this view. Because over here, you're talking about a youngster, right? I mean, he's just bar mitzvah, and he steals meat. He's a glutton, zolel v'sovei, and he steals the meat from the wine from his father. So he's a gazlan, he's a zolel v'sovei, and over here we say on the contrary, we say that he's ne'erag al shem sofo. Why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say that on the contrary, he didn't do anything that's chayav misa, not chayav misa for stealing, not chayav misa for being a zolel v'sovei, and yet we killed the Ben Saramura? Okay, Chazal say it never happened, but Lidur Shulchan Shami theoretically. How do we explain? How do we understand the Ben Saramura? That would seem to be a contradiction. I say, on the contrary, he hasn't had a chance to analyze himself yet. I mean, why are we so quick to pass judgment on him and to give him the chiyuv of Misa? That would seem the opposite of what we're saying here with regard to Yosef. He's only a yelad. Give him a chance. He didn't analyze unruly parts of his nature. He didn't have a chance to analyze it. So why Ben Saramura are we so quick to kill him? But let's be honest about it. Are you going to tell me that at the age of 13, because of what he did, that you could say for a fact that he has no bechira anymore and he'll never become enlightened, and he's going, and we have to kill him? I mean, what? I see what it says, but I want to understand it. I also agree it's MS, but you have to understand it. Yes. Yeah. Well, what about Basher Shom? What happened to these other? You could say simply that you know what, you're not dealing with Ben Saramura. Ben Saramura is a certain condition of gluttony and a zol v'sovei, and a person that has no concept of ownership, that doesn't respect his own. His own parents, his own father's rights of, he's right, sociopathic behavior, that's right. But that's not the case with Yosef. Yes, you're dealing with fine-tuned, you know, unruly aspects of the personality. Yeah, but still, it warrants an explanation. Yeah, I mean, well, how do we kill somebody before they had a chance? I mean, at such a young age, before they had a chance to really think, to think into their personality, to analyze it. Maybe Zolva Sova is not the way to go. I mean, give him it would seem rationally, you should give him a chance. Yeah, yeah. Well, see, the Rambam says this. The Rambam Minuchas Tshuva says that there are things that are Ma'akevas HaTshuva, the Rambam says, and then the Rambam says there are things that are Moneas HaTshuva. Okay. Basically, what the Rambam says is. That the So the Ram says, so we explain the Ram that, you know, we explain the Ram that a person has bechira, but bechira needs a field in which it can operate, and what happens is that there are certain averas that seriously limit the field of operation of the bechira chafshis. Now, bechira chafshis is true. But Bechira Chofshis is a certain kind of phenomenon. It's where the mind can analyze a situation, and then there's the draw of the emotions and the mind and the analysis of the mind, and that's really what Bechira is. But if there's no analysis of the mind, it's not Bechira. Okay? So, and then the other side, if there's no draw of the emotions, it's not Bechira. A person that's really perfected has less Bechira, because they don't need a Bechira, because they're naturally doing the good. Okay. So, but there are things that limit the operation of this mechanism of Bechira. Bechira is a mechanism. Okay, and there are things that seriously limit the operation of the mechanism. That's what Ram explains. That's not a simple thing. You just have Bechira and that's it. The Yadis understands that man is very complex, and you operate in a certain framework. Some people are on a level where the Bechira is, the range of Bechira is immense. Some people have a limited field of Bechira. We even mentioned when we were speaking about Bechira that it's possible for a person to virtually go through his entire life without using the faculty of Bechira, without even using it. Okay? Yeah. Ben Saramura represents that concept, that basically a person can be on a level at a very early stage, at a very early stage, where certain emotional forces take over, you see, and the realm of Bechira is, the chances of the Bechira ever coming into existence, into ever being realized, are extremely, extremely slim, you see. He says, the Ram says, a man, chamish dvarim ososon, ein cheskoso losh of man. I mean, ein cheskoso losh of man. It means that if you have to judge this individual, you'd say he's a muchzik, he's not an individual. The chances of the Bechira gaining the function, its function, this operation, are very slim. Now, Bezen Shel Mata cannot deal with a person. It's like someone mentioned before, a person is a Retzeach, yeah, maybe a good tshuva. That's good for Bezen Shel Mata. And the Retzeach has to say, but Bezen Shel Mata can't work that way. What Ben Tzora Mora tells you is, you see, what Ben Tzora Mora tells you is, that a person at a very early age can be overpowered with emotions and in a certain form that don't seem so harmful, but actually they could seal the fate of the individual. And the chances of the, can't say they have no Bechira, but the chances of the Bechira ever gaining a function is very slim. It probably will never happen, you see. But it's an interesting thing. See, interesting. What do Chazal say? Chazal say Ben Tzora Mora is Lohoya Velo Nivra. Lohoya Velo Nivra. But it was given Lidrosh LeKabal Schar. What does this mean? What it means is as follows. It's not just the Gemara is telling you a historical fact, Ben Tzora Mora Lohoya Velo Nivra. Not historical. It's a theoretical. It's a theoretical idea. What it means is that the chances, you see, it's theoretically possible at a very early age for a person to be destroyed in the sense that the Bechira is not going to work. But the chances of that happening, of that itself happening, are very, very slim. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, it's theoretically possible for a person to be destroyed at the age of 13, but the chances of that happening are extremely slim. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, that such a thing should take place in a human being, it's possible. But theoretically, it's possible. But the theoretical, you see, the theoretical is one thing, the practical is something else. In other words, something could be theoretically possible and practically impossible. Okay? All right, I mean, you see, in science today, theoretically it's possible for this book to just lift itself up on from the table. For everything, all the molecules align in a certain way, and the forces in a certain way will go and lift the ceiling. See, that's theoretically possible. But practically it's impossible. Because it's never going to happen that you're going to have those particulars. Those particulars are not going to line up. Not going to happen. Okay? Otherwise you have no science, because everything you see, So there is a theoretical possibility, and then there's a practical possibility. What Chazal meant when they said that Ben Tzora Mora lo hoya velo nivra, but is lidrosh lekabel schar, that's what Chazal meant. They were differentiating between two worlds. Here the Torah is not dealing in the practical, it's only the theoretical. Because the Torah is putting together elements that would represent a youngster of 13 being totally destroyed to the point where he's muhzak, that his bechira is not gonna have a chance to ever operate, to ever function. Okay? Yeah, theoretically it's 100% possible.
But practically, will that ever happen in an individual? Will you have so many factors lined up perfectly so that the youngster will be destroyed at the age of 13? No. That's a chazam. That's chacham, that's right. That pasha, it's chacham as Hashem. In other words, the Torah is teaching you this idea, so you should know it. Because the Torah basically is a sefer of infinite chachma and theoretical. Essentially, it's theoretical. You have to do it practical too, but essentially it's theoretical. So the theory of Ben Sarah Mora is a theory only. It's a theory. Is it possible theoretically? I could show you all these cases. You have every single particular lined up. You'll have a Ben Sarah Mora. And you should know it. A person should know that because you have to understand man, and you have to understand when you're raising a child, you have to know what the nature of a child is and how a person, if they're not careful, can limit severely the bechira of their own children. Okay, or you can have an individual which the society has to deal with in a certain way. They have to recognize that this is not somebody you can place on the same level as other youngsters. It's a problem. Is bechira severely limited? So lidrosh l'kabel schar theoretical. But lo hoyev lo nivra, what Chazal are telling us is that in the world of the practical, the Torah says is never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Because in order for an individual's bechira to be that compromised, that we should be able to kill him and say that, and be danim al shem sofo and say this man is 100% mochzik that he's going to, he's 99%, 100% mochzik that he's going to be omidim alas nimes abriyos, and we should destroy his life now rather than allow him to realize the kind of life that's detrimental to himself and detrimental to society. To be able to say such a thing on a practical level is not possible. But theoretically, it's possible. Theoretically, it's possible. That's really the answer to the question. The difference between Ben Sarah and Mora. I mean, of course, like I said before, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom and Yosef Tzadik and Ben Sarah and Mora. But I'm just saying the idea, the concept, that even it shows you, Ben Sarah Mara shows you, even a person who is of the worst type, on a practical level, we don't say that he's removed from the realm of Bechira and we'll give him Nisa. We don't say that. Theoretically, is it possible? Yes, if all the elements are, if all the psychological factors are lined up in a certain way, yes. Possible that such an individual. But will it ever happen? Well, it won't. It won't. Practically, it's impossible. That's what Chazal is saying. And that's the Machlokes. The other time said, no, it happened. And he said, Kivra. I mean, it's a question of whether the question in Chazal is it completely a practical impossibility? That's what Chazal will question. Is it a practical impossibility? Interesting. Okay. Yeah, Tainus Chalom is really, but in Tainus Chalom, you're dealing with a dream that a person has, which is overpowering emotionally. It has to be something that frightens the individual, and the individual gets up and they're distraught. I mean, they're completely troubled. So then the halacha is that you have to fast. Why? Not because you're afraid of the dream being some kind of mystical power, but because it shows you that the individual's, there's something unruly in the personality. And what Yahadis always has one way of dealing, there's one panacea for all of man's troubles, and that's tshuva. So therefore, what Yehuda says is that if that happens to a person, so the person should be a shav, should be nisana, fast and detuva, because it shows you that there's a part of the unconscious mind which is overpowering the individual, and the remedy for that situation, the remedy is tshuva, and that's why you're allowed to even do it in Shabbos. Okay, yes. Moshe Rabbeinu's attachment to reality was such that even when he was attached to reality, he was able to direct all his energy to Chachmas Hashem. That's pun upon. That was only much of it. Well, that's what the Rambam says. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he says he says that he was a kamalach. Was Lashon Rambam? He says kaseichel nifrad. It was a seichel nifrad. I mean, it's an interesting thing that what Laura is mentioning is interesting and it's true in dreams in general. That there is an affect from a dream, and a person can have an affect and not know where it comes from. I mean, that's basically what the Torah is describing with the Sarah Mashkin Sarah Ophim. Why doesn't he know him Zophim? They didn't understand why, but the affect was there. I mean, that's true. The affect of a dream is not necessarily traceable. You don't know why they are. The affect could be from parts, things that are going on in the mind that the person is completely unaware of. The affect is not necessarily commensurate with the content. With the content. Content of dream wasn't so bad. I mean, of either one. Wasn't so terrible. Well, the way we look at dreams is Yisori Adas, really. It's basically in Yisori Adas. It's Yisori Adas, the way we look at dreams.